Yeah, man. My dad taught me how to play when I was 4 years old. So then he said,
"Son, you got perfect pitch."
Now, I'm in kindergarten. I don't know. I have no idea what he's talking about. I'm like, "All right, Dad." So I'd be in the back room, like 50 feet away from the piano. And he'd invite his friends over. And he'd play a note on the piano. He said, "Son, what note is that?" I say, "Hey." Screaming from the back. His friends would be like amazed. It's crazy. So now here I am in kindergarten. I'm learning Duke Ellington and Miles Davis, Quincy Jones, and all that kind of good stuff. Now my mom, she wasn't a musician at all, but she grew up in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. She was a Southern Belle. And my cousin on her side, he played piano. He was nasty. Larry Willis, he was no joke. So I got it from both sides. It was legit. Oh, then you had down the hallway my sister. Oh, Lord. Isaac Hayes, Hot Buttered Soul, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, all the cool soul records. Then when I went to college and saw Tremaine Hawkins, her music was amazing. Then I hung out in the South Bronx and had a chance to check out that sizzling Latin music. I had a chance to meet Tita Puente. That was amazing. I realized at that point that music can have an effect on people in a beautiful way. Then the old man got sick and couldn't play anymore. And it was like really, really, really devastating to me. I stopped playing for about 4 years, but then I picked it back up. And I told my pop, I said, Hey, man, I'm going to let you live your music through me from this day forth, pop. I'm going to finish what you started because you are my man. From that day forth, he was able to play his music through me. I was just a vessel. What a blessing that was to be able to take my father's talents and take them to the next level. And all that music is incorporated into what I do each and every day. And I love music, and that's just what I do. It's been a great experience so far, but I'm not done. Some more where that came from.